A function can only return one value with the return statement. However, with references, we can get around this limitation. Suppose that we require a function called getMousePosts, which needs to return the x and y coordinates of the mouse position relative to the screen. Such a function is obviously useful when you need a game to react to mouse input. This program illustrates how to implement this function so that it can return two parameters. Note that, for illustration purposes, we return random numbers for the mouse's x and y coordinates, since we don't know yet how to actually get the current mouse position. So if we look at the main function, the code is pretty straightforward. Take a moment to review all the code and study the output. The key point to note is that getMousePose doesn't even make a return statement, yet getMousePose clearly has changed the values x and y in main. So how does it work? When we call a function with parameters, C++ does its normal thing, that is, it copies the argument value to the parameter. But in this case, the parameter is a reference, so the parameters become a reference to the arguments. Thus, the parameters out x and out y now refer to the variables x and y. And from what we studied previously, given a reference to a variable, we can access that variable. Thus, we can modify x and y from inside the function, since the parameters refer to them.